From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed three more executive orders Saturday, including a plan to defeat Islamic State, a reorganization of the National Security Council, and three-year expansion of the lobbying ban on administration officials. He signed his latest executive actions in the Oval Office, surrounded by his staff and a group of reporters. And when questioned about Friday's executive order for a suspension of visas from countries of particular concern, the president said,
"It's not a Muslim ban, but we are totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years."
But VOA's Lisa Schlein reports the UN Refugee Agency says there is no merit to a claim by U.S. President Trump that Syrian refugees threaten national security.
UNHCR spokeswoman Vanina Mestrachi rejects assertions that Syrian refugees are terrorists. She says refugees are victims of terrorists, and those proposed for resettlement are among the most vulnerable people on Earth. They include women and children, people with disabilities, and serious medical needs. She tells VOA that refugees undergo a very rigorous screening process before they are admitted to the U.S. for resettlement.
"I think it's fair to say that refugees coming into the United States to be resettled are some of the most vetted individuals entering the United States."
A U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. This is VOA News. President Trump this Sunday is holding talks by telephone with three world leaders, the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting presidents of South Korea. During Saturday's call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and work together for peace in Syria and throughout the world. Tribal and local sources say the U.S. has conducted a commando raid in central Yemen, killing at least three alleged senior al-Qaeda leaders and wounding civilians. Sources say the U.S. troops used drones and helicopters in the Sunday morning strike. U.S. officials have yet to confirm whether they carried out such a raid. The U.S., however, is the only force operating drones over Yemen. Syrian media and key monitoring groups say government forces outside Damascus have regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The government advance sets the stage for an end to a nearly six-week standoff at the supply village northwest of Damascus that began with a December 22nd explosion at a key processing plant. The blasts and diesel fuels spilling into the river there, contaminating supplies and creating severe water shortages that upended daily life for most of the capital's 5.5 million residents. A dispute has broken out in Europe over the fate of Christian Yazidi refugees. Henry Ridgewell reports some 60,000 migrants are stranded in Greece.
In 2014, Riyad Salo fled with thousands of other Yazidis as Islamic State fighters swept through their homeland in northern Iraq. 2,500 are now stranded in Greece, and most live in separate camps from other migrants. Salo says even now they are targeted.
"Every time, every day, fighting. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria peoples, Iraq peoples, all the Muslim, Islam peoples, all gather come to Yazidi peoples fighting."
The Islamic State militants killed thousands of Yazidis and forced many of the women to become sex slaves. The UN describes it as genocide. Europe is wrestling with the issue of whether Yazidi refugees should receive priority. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Swiss tennis star Roger Federer has defeated Spaniard Rafael Nadal in a marathon five-set match to win the Australian Open and capture his 18th Grand Slam title. The win is Federer's fifth Australian Open title and his first at a major tournament since he won the 2012 Wimbledon Championship. Federer and Nadal have played 35 times, with Nadal leading. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.